Hey there, it's Rob Hatch. Thanks so much for checking out the audio version of my weekly newsletter. I hope you find this helpful. A weird controversy bubbled up in the past week. Famed expert on keeping things tidy, Marie Kondo, shared she's now embracing messiness. As a mother of three young children, Kondo is no longer tidying her home daily. Instead, she's enjoying time with her family and worrying less about the state of her house. The reactions to Kondo's confession have run the gamut from deep sighs of relief to feelings of outright betrayal. Let's be clear. I am sure Marie Kondo is not suddenly living like a hoarder. Her version of messy probably looks a lot tidier than mine. However, to borrow from her famous phrase, her family is what sparks joy for her now. The magic of asking. The gem in Kondo's process is not necessarily learning how to fold your t-shirts into neat little envelopes. Instead, the real magic resides in her simple question, does this spark joy? More specifically, pausing to ask the question. Even for a moment, stopping in the busyness of our lives to check in and ask ourselves a simple question can be powerful, especially when that question asks, is this what I want? In many ways, this is what my last two emails to you have been encouraging. I couched it in terms of blocking off time in your calendar for vacations or time for uninterrupted, focused work each day. But it shares the same core aim, slowing things down, restoring our locus of control, and making choices with purpose and intention. The question Kondo initially posed centered on all the stuff we surround ourselves with in our homes. Does this lamp, painting, shirt, empty shoebox bring me joy? Now, as a mother, she's broadened that question to include how she spends her limited time. Perhaps, which gives me more joy, time with my children or tidying up my home, is the new version of the question. What do I want to eat? Cheryl K. Johnson's new book, Box Lunch Lifestyle, seems to take a similar approach using the shared experience of eating lunch. In a recent interview, Cheryl shares how asking the simple question, what do I want to eat, can effectively make the somewhat abstract notion of mindfulness more concrete. Of course, there are some rules to her box lunch lifestyle approach. I'm guessing they help ensure we don't eat Twinkies every day. But by applying this question to part of our day that, however small, belongs to us, she expands our locus of control. Johnson reminds us that we can pause and check in with ourselves. It's easy to see how this question can expand to other areas of our lives. For example, cultivating a practice of pausing to ask what we want to eat can become, what do I want to spend my time doing? It's like taking a few moments to look at your year and choosing to protect time for the people and activities that matter to you first. And then, with whatever remains, decide how you'll use that time. Have a great week.